Advice from a guy who loves animals. All animals. Cat, dog, parrot, snake, salamander, iguana, doesn't matter. Here we go. He doesn't do a monologue, so you jump right in and call now. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, *KTRS. Don't forget that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, you need a cab. There's only one cab that we will approve of your riding in, and that is a Laclede cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Please download it, and you'll be ready to go next time you need a Laclede cab. But give it up, please, for the man from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Doctor? Oh, I got pushed the button. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Now, of course you are. So I don't know if you heard earlier, for the second, we lived 30 years, I've lived in this house, and for the second time, we found a big black snake in the basement, and it was stuck in a glue trap thing.
Why didn't you call me?
Why? What would you do?
I'd come over and get it.
No, this thing was full of gunk and sticky stuff, and Kathy, who was working at the house, she comes every 2 weeks. Thank goodness this was the day, but she doesn't come but once every 2 weeks. When I left, she was in the process of using olive oil and Dawn dishwashing detergent to clean the snake, and then she's going to take it home so it can recuperate. She's one of those people.
Well, you want to keep them around the house. I'll tell you why, because they are wonderful at keeping the vermin down.
Yeah, well, the last thing I'm going to do is get it cleaned up and then let it go in my house.
Come on, be fun.
If it ever worked its way upstairs, my wife would go crazy if that thing was in our bedroom. She doesn't like any snake-like things in bed with her.
Oh, I thought you meant go crazy in a good way.
No. You ready to take some calls?
I am.
All right, let me give the numbers one more time because I see a slot if somebody wants to jump in here. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. And we'll skip the 888 because that line is full and it's only one line that comes in anyway. From most cell phones, *KTRS. We start with Dan. He's been holding the longest. Dan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Hang on, he cut.
Dan, we can hear you talking.
You cut Dr. Doug off.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Is he there? Okay, I'm sorry. Dan, try it again. Say hi to Dr. Doug. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. So I have a question. I have a 13-year-old golden retriever, moderately healthy, typical, moving slow and such.
Sure.
But last Thursday afternoon, his back legs gave out.
Okay.
To the point where I couldn't get him to go out and go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Get him, and then he's laying somewhat lifeless at the end of the bed, on the floor at the end of the bed. Get him up in the morning. His left hind leg is completely dragging. He won't put any weight on the right leg. Wouldn't go outside. Every time you took him out to go to the bathroom, he would just plop down. He would eat and drink. He wouldn't get up and do it. He had to do it laying down. So Friday morning, we take him to the vet, and she says he basically is paralyzed.
Mm.
And move forward to about, so we're, the whole family's freaking out. My kids are crying. Everybody's, because what are you going to do, right?
He's too old.
He's 13, right? So
right.
We're not going to put him in a wheelchair. Anyway, about 8 o'clock that night,
anyway,
we take him outside to try to get him to go to the bathroom. And he wanted a little privacy, you could tell, because he nipped at my wife, which has never happened. And so we all kind of walked over to the other side of the patio and sat down. And lo and behold, in about 30 seconds, he stood up, walked to the end of the yard, went to the bathroom, came and stood at the back door to walk in. And he's been 100%. I wouldn't say perfect. He's still a little bit weak on the left side, but yeah.
So here's what I would do. You still have opportunity. This dog has something going on either in the spinal column, like we've talked about it before, but sometimes in these older, bigger breed dogs, they get fusion of that spine. And if you take a picture, your x-ray will show you where it's literally a bridge of extra bone that you don't need. But that bridging, as it grows out to stabilize the spine, it actually impinges on the little nerves that come out of the side of the spine. starting to go down to the legs and stuff. That's one possibility. The hips may be part of that, and sometimes, in fact, the knees are involved as well. But it sounds to me like you probably have a back problem where there was some temporary positional impingement on the nerves, and your vet can x-ray it. That would be the smart thing to
do. Well, hold on. This is the same vet that told him the dog was paralyzed.
Yeah,
I believe that vet.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to. It's not my position to say that. What I would say is, in that situation, if a dog comes to us, I give them the options. It's up to the owners to decide. And my options to you would be, get an x-ray so you have a sense of what you're dealing with and how bad it is. And then there's a whole cadre of different treatment protocols, some injectables, some that are oral, some combination thereof, that can help this dog for some amount of time. Now, there's going to be a point where they're going to weaken or some degree of impingement is going to get more dramatic and you're not going to be able to do anything simple. In humans,
sure,
they see these kind of impingements. They go in and they literally take the bone away. They scrape the bone away that's impinging on the nerve. We typically don't do that. But there are a lot of other medical opportunities that you can talk to your vet about, or if you're not content that that's the best direction, then find someone you want to talk to.
Or it's just a miracle. The paralyzed dog walks.
I mean, if you would have saw my two girls crying and yelling at me and telling me I'm going to kill the dog, and an hour later, he's prancing around the house.
You know what I think?
Everyone starts laughing.
Danny, you know what I think? I think the dog heard you say something about putting him to sleep. He goes, man, I better get up and walk right now.
I had a hunting dog one time when I was working at the emergency clinic, and every hunting dog is worth $1 million, right? So this one comes in on a board, piece of plywood, cannot walk, hasn't walked for 3 days, and the people are crying. The guy's a hunter. He loves his dog. So I start doing a physical exam, and I can't find anything, and I lift the dog up under his tummy, and he wags his tail and starts bouncing around and jumps off this thing he's been sitting on for 3 days. And he was perfectly normal.
You're a miracle healer.
Real
That's
quiet
what you are.
And started praying to me. So, and I appreciated that.
Wow.
But anyway, I do think you have alternatives.
Anyway.
You need to do a little more homework. And if that vet doesn't do it, go find a vet who will.
All right.
Yeah, we're going back tomorrow, so I'm sure they're going to get back to it.
Okay.
But thank you for your help.
All right, thank you, Dan. Yeah, here, I wouldn't go back to a vet.
No,
they told me the dog was paralyzed, and apparently didn't even x-ray the dog. I wouldn't go back to that.
Yeah, I don't know what we weren't there, so we can't predict or judge what was said, but it sounds like he needs to be looking for options.
All right, let's get, this is an unusual name, and I know this is the name because Dan never makes a mistake. B-A-E-B, Baib, that sounds like it might be from Saudi Arabia or something. Baib, how are you? Baib?
It's Barb.
I think he says Barb.
No, it says B-A-E-B, that's Baib. Baib, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Baib.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, good. How are you in your country having a good time?
That's racist.
Dr. Doug, I have a 12-and-a-half-year-old yellow lab, and she's relatively healthy, although she is on Medicam because she has arthritis and she has trouble walking.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, she's really had trouble breathing, and she does pant a lot when I take her outside. And, I mean, this is just walking around the yard, and she comes in, and she's really having trouble breathing and panting very hard. And it takes a while for her to recover from that. Can you give me any suggestions on what that would be and what we can do for her?
Yeah, sure. So the first thing is she overweight?
A little bit.
Okay. And then she didn't have, it just came on real acutely, right? Just suddenly.
Well, when I took her in for her annual vet visit in March, you know, I kind of complained about this, but it seems to have gotten worse, especially with the hot weather.
Okay.
Is she
on thyroid medication, or has she ever been tested for thyroid?
She is not, no.
Okay, so if I was suggesting things, I'd say go in, get a good physical exam again, and then I would ask for a little blood work or thyroid test, and I'd particularly ask for an x-ray of the chest and also the abdomen, because big dogs, older dogs can get a lot of things. You can have something going on in the tummy that's putting pressure on the diaphragm and making it appear that it's the lungs, but it's actually pressure from the abdomen.
Dogs use diaphragms?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a diaphragm.
I didn't
really
know that.
Just like us. So I would say that was the most logical first steps. You know, give it a chance. Get an exam. Hopefully it includes a little blood work and also a x-ray of the chest and abdomen. And then you've got a lot of information to tell you which direction to go. And you can start with the x-ray. If you see something very obvious and physical, then maybe you skip some of the other stuff. But, you know, big dogs like this sometimes get tumors in their abdomen that could affect their ability to do this. Maybe it's something that's bleeding slowly and there's not enough red cells to help with oxygen. There's a lot of reasons that your vet's going to think about. So you need to do these things. It's a 12 and a half year old model, and you want to make sure you're taking care of it and given every opportunity.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Honey.
Thanks, Baib. That was Baib, and this is Steve. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Got a quick question. It's a pretty long story. It's about descending a skunk. I was buzzing down Highway 94 by Bluffton, Missouri, going towards Rhineland, and I seen some gal broke down on the side of the road, and I gave her a ride, and she was talking, and I hit a mama skunk with some baby skunk. She starts squealing about she's from PETA and all this stuff. We got to go get them baby skunks, so I...
Oh, this is someone you were doing a good deed for.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's great.
Well, I turn around and I pick up the baby skunks, and she picks them up. I wouldn't even go touch them. I'm like, you go get them. I've hunted and fished and trapped my whole life, and I'm like, you go get them. You want to deal with these? I've messed with enough skunks in my life. I don't want to mess with them. And they weren't very big, and she grabs them. And to keep them warm, she kept them between her legs.
All right, this is a joke. Hold on. He's gone. This is a joke. I know this joke. I told this joke 100 times. Good try. Yep. Let's go to George.
Question.
George, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good.
Good. AM and PM.
Thank you, George.
I don't know if this is really your forte or if you can just give me some friendly advice. I live in North Western Jefferson County. We just moved out to this year. I seem to have a problem with copperheads. I have dispatched 3. My first one was in March, which I was surprised. I didn't think they'd be out that early.
So
I've got 3 of them. And my only concern is that, you know, I've got my German Shepherd, plus my grandkids come around, and we've got a lot of rocky formation and stuff. The kids like to climb on that stuff, and this naturally is their habitat. So there's the conflict there.
Right.
Other than, and I know I've got a situation down below the house where this may be where they're living and breeding and stuff, and I'm going to get that cleaned out. Is there something, I mean, I've heard wives' tale stuff, mothballs and stuff. Is there something that I can put out in the yard that will deter them? I would rather chase them off than have to kill them all.
Right. No, I get you. I don't know if the mothballs would work, but they certainly sound like a consideration. The problem is you're not going to put them out in the yard. You're going to put them throughout the rock ledge stuff. And I know that the reptiles tend to, over time, disappear with more dog activity, but you do have the chance that the dog could get bit. I have never heard of a dog dying from a copperhead bite.
Really?
No, they get swelling, but they generally are much more tolerant than a human. So
my neighbor, actually, his lab got bit, took it to the vet, and they said there's nothing we can do.
Did the dog die?
No, you put them on steroids and support them, and I've never heard of one die. In fact, there's no report, as I know of humans that have ever died from a copperhead bite. Now, wait a minute.
There was a family at Babbler State Park just last year or 2 years ago, and the guy was bitten by a copperhead and died. He was messing with it, and at least that's the story.
I don't remember that. I don't know if I believe that.
Colin said maybe it was a cottonmouth.
No, not cottonmouth. So they have timber rattlesnakes in there.
Okay.
Now,
Missouri Conservation said nobody's ever died in Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has ever died from a copperhead bite in Missouri. And I knew a little kid that got bit right in the finger, and he did fine. So that's my premise. But the point is that, it's going to be tough because you're in an environment where they thrive, and you might have timber rattlesnakes as well as
the copperheads. But the copperheads wouldn't be too concerning to me. For the dogs, I'd be concerned about the grandkids, and I don't have a ready opportunity for you other than to be busy and active in those areas. That tends to keep them away or drive them away. So even if you're just on a regular basis, if it's in a region, a particular region of concern, that you might be able to go in there and mess around morning and night, dusk and dawn, because that's when they're going to be most.
George, do you see these copperheads?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking George, do you see the copperheads? Have you seen them?
Yeah. The first one was, like I said, in March. It was curled up right next to the house. The second one, I came home about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and it was actually laying in the driveway. Mm-hmm. The third one was just the other day, and it was in, we've got a boulder wall right in front of the house.
Uh-huh.
And it was right in there.
But you don't know there are only three. There could be five. There could be more.
There's probably 25.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not kidding. I'd kill them. You got little kids running around there. I'd just shoot them. Kill them. Shotgun, blow them away.
I'd say pick them up.
I don't have any affection for them or anything. It's just that, you know, they're elusive. So they'll see you, and they'll be gone before you see them most of the time.
Right.
But if you surprise one, if you come upon one that's you know, they're going to strike out of instinct. So.
Well, and like I said, the most common times, dusk and dawn, or a little bit later if it's warm, that's when you're going to sit with them, where they're going to be around, or right before rain, they'll start moving a little bit. If it's, you know the rain is forecasted, you want to get out and look for them. But other than that, midday, high heat and stuff like that, you're probably not going to see them. So if the kids are running around, they're probably okay. But, you know, always be aware, and if they're picking up rocks or they're climbing up a rocky kind of cliff area.
Sure, yeah, no, they like playing on those rocks.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough. But you were talking about the
mothballs.
The mothballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just plug them all through that area and see how it does. It's not going to hurt doing that.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So, thank you very much, Dr. Doug.
Or call me and I'll come get them.
Okay.
All right, so the answer is there is nothing that you know of that will drive snakes away.
Yeah, it's just activity over, like in your area, you have a perfect area for the same kind of issue. And
in 30 years there, I've seen three.
How many years?
30. I mean,
that's the point. The more activity is, the more they tend to eventually move away. But, you know, there's always that opportunity. And if he hasn't been there that long, and it sounds like he's got a pretty healthy population there, then he's going to have some time where it's going to be a transition before he feels safe that they're kind of out of the area.
All right, let's get Jim in here. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How about you, Jim?
Good. Doc, I've got two things going on with two different dogs.
Okay.
First off, we have a Yorkie that's two that has liver problems, and we're concerned about using a product called Trifexis to keep fleas and ticks and heartworm and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
What's the best thing to use for heartworm particularly? We can bathe them for the fleas and ticks and that sort of thing, but the heartworm, that has to be done internally. We don't want anything that's going to compromise the liver any worse than it is now.
Right. You know, I'd have to do a little homework because I don't know that off the top of my head, but I'd be happy to do that for you. Just if you want to get our number or whatever, I'll look it up real quickly. In terms of the flea and tick portion of it, I like the collar, the Seresta collar, and I think that would be safe. That's great for fleas and ticks. If you put it on one time, it's good for the season. But in terms of heartworm, let me look up the best safe alternative. There are a number of products out now, of course.
Okay. And then have you had the pleasure of examining or seeing a cotton detulier?
Oh, sure.
What the heck is that?
They kind of look like a beautiful Shih Tzu. They're prettier in the sense that they're puffier and all that kind of stuff. And
they look like a cotton ball with legs and
What's the name of it again?
I call them catons. There's a fancy caton de fluvier or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What is that?
And I can talk like this is sexy all day for you if you wish.
No, you can quit. No. You can stop.
But anyway, they're very wonderful dogs.
Anyway.
We see a number of them here at the clinic. Often, for some reason, people like to have them in pairs because I guess they're very social. They take a lot of grooming management unless you just cut them as puppies, but they're really cute dogs.
All right, Jim.
All right. No, yes. I'm just wondering. My wife showed up with that thing while I was going fishing.
They're great dogs.
Yeah. They are that. Well, thank you all very much, and I'll call the office and find out about another product for the.
Yeah, I will get into it right away.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank you very much.
See, that's what women do. You go fishing thinking, oh, man, this is great. She lets me go fishing. Yeah, so she can buy that little fluffy dog, you know, when we get back home. Music maestro, if you would please. Doctor, how about next week? Let's do this
that's
again.
Great. All right.
Dr. Doug,
perfect. Saeed was the only girl we had this week.
I'm sorry?
Saeed was the only girl we had.
Yes, Saeed was. There were others holding. Susan didn't get on. We'll get to the ladies next week. We'll see you
next
Wednesday.
You next
that's Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He is your pet's best friend, and he is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. We're going to take a traffic break here now to introduce Tim Weiland. Is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. And now here to give us traffic is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dan. That accident that's on eastbound 70 near Grand, that has been moved into the safety beat. Now, you're still running slow from O'Fallon Park through Grand, and then things open up. It looks like we have something eastbound on the Museo Veterans Bridge right over the Mississippi because it's causing a backup through Highway 70. Eastbound 70 is also slow from the Museo Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. On westbound 40, you had an earlier accident that was near Boyle. I can see things jammed up from Jefferson through Vandeventer. You get an opening and then Kings Highway through McCausland. Then you're slow again as you approach Highway 94 out through Highway K. Looks like westbound or eastbound Highway 270, McDonald through Lindbergh is the only real slow spot there. And southbound 170, slow to stop and go from Olive down through 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Lead Safe America. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit LeadSafeAmerica.org to learn more. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Now, John Lonoff cannot hear me now, correct?
Correct,
okay. Yes.
I'm going to try my best to do this in a way that he won't fire back. You know how sensitive it is? It's like you can never say the right thing.
Right.
Well, thanks for asking how I did his voice. Well, thanks for asking how I am. So I'm going to try this. I hope it goes well.
We'll see.
All right, here we go. Okay. John Lonoff joins us. John, how are you?
Who's this?
It's Mike Evans.
Oh, man. I've been wanting to do that for the longest time. Huh? What do you want?
You know who it is.
Don't you know I'm a little busy right now?
It's the radio show that keeps your business in business.
You know, I could be part of the reason that people love listening to your radio show, too.
Oh, no, I don't think. I think they'd still be listening.
Oh, really? Well, they do like listening to...
I told you, you weren't in the meeting. You were not in the meeting I had with your dad, the late John Lonoff Sr., when he called me in and closed the door and said, "Kid, you work with my son and save our business." You weren't in that meeting, see?
No, because it didn't happen. And I can say this one. We had a keep from him from what you charge per spot.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I'm telling you what.
All right.
He'd have fallen out of that chair. He'd have said, well, he looked at me like, what?
All right. Now I have to share with you.
Are you kidding me?
Now I have to share with you.
Nice man. I feel sorry for this guy, Frank.
All
look
right.
At him.
I think
look at him, and you can see that he needs my help.
I mentioned before, my wife and I had dinner with your dad. We were supposed to have dinner with your mom and your dad, and he summoned. It's like the king. He summoned us to this. So we go. Here's another thing I didn't tell you. That night at dinner, when my wife and I had a wonderful dinner with your dad, he said, "By the way, how much are you charging us for what you do?" And I told him, and he said, "My goodness, that's not enough." He said, "You're worth more than that to us." I never shared that with you.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
That would have never come out of this house. Ever. You know, you can be,
well, he did start it with, "Are you kidding me?"
Now he and I used to sit down on like the 26th or the 27th of December, and I'd have to negotiate a year-end bonus. It should have been videoed, these segments. And the office is like, "Okay, we have to finish payroll into the year. We need a number." Well, his number would have been, "How about nothing? I think I've already paid you enough this year." So, you know, he would have never said that we need to pay you more.
Okay, I was there. You know,
he was something else, man. What a great guy.
Yeah, and the other thing he said, don't ever tell my son that I said you don't charge enough because he won't believe you. He did say that, and look here, he was right. He said he won't believe, he'll think you're making it up. That's what he said to me.
You are making it up right now.
That's, he said you'd say that.
You know, and everybody knows that. Everybody listening is like, oh, that Frank boy,
you'd say that.
Something else. So, oh my God.
So how is business?
Busy day, very busy day.
Good.
You know, the rebate currently on some special Chevy Suburbans and Tahoes is 16% of the MSRP. So that's why here at Crazy Loco Wacko Johnny Law and Dubship Lay, we're taking $15,000 off the MSRP of Suburbans and Tahoes. We've got over 50 Suburbans and Tahoes in stock. You know why? Because we've been selling a lot of the Tahoes and Suburbans. So ask me what I drive, Frank.
I know what you drive. You drive a Tahoe.
I asked you to ask me what I drive, okay? It's my
Okay.
I drive a Tahoe.
Oh.
I love it. Mimi drives a Tahoe.
We have a Tahoe. We have a 2015, and it's a terrific vehicle. And the Suburban is, too, but we don't need a Suburban anymore. Our kids are gone. When we had them at home, yeah, we needed a Suburban. That, I always tell people, because I've had a lot of cars, they go, what's the best car you ever owned? I say, well, you can't answer that question. Some are very fast cars. Some are luxury cars. But for the money, the best value of anything I've ever owned is probably either the Tahoe or the Suburban.
That's great. Well, thank you very much again. Thank you very much for your business and your support and all you do for not only myself, but the entire Johnny Lawn Dog team. And it's a huge team, and we do a great job. And we love the AM and the PM crowd. I mean, they're unbelievable. Some of the nicest people in the entire metro market. And you pull people, we just can't, we're amazed. Hundreds of miles away from us. You know, just not 20, 30, 40, 50 miles, hundreds. And they'll say, they're like, you know what? We've been listening to you on Frank. We feel sorry for you, how he picks on you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not really right, but we do think it's funny. We do think it's funny when he picks on you. We do chuckle, but that's why we drove 200 miles or 300 miles to get a great deal here at Johnny Lawn Dog Chevrolet.
It's so weird.
The other thing, why? What's weird?
That people come from hundreds of miles away, because didn't the Cardinals and other people say that our signal wasn't strong enough when the Cardinals were
on
the station?
That's what they said, but you have the app now, too. So you can be 1,000 miles away, you can hear it. You know, I didn't share this. This is one other thing I never shared with you. The night that my wife and I had dinner with your dad, the evening had ended.
Be back on this again.
Yeah, and he picked up the check, and I thought that was nice.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Benedetto's.
And you said he picked up the tab?
He picked up the tab, and I said, oh, no. I said, no, let me. Again, he says, no, this is the least that I can do for all you've done for our business. And then he said, oh, and one more thing. And he handed me an envelope, and he said, don't open it till you get home. I get home. It's a cashier's check for $50,000.
Wow.
And a note from your dad that said, we're not paying you enough. Hope this makes evens things out.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I didn't have lunch today.
That was a problem right there. You haven't eaten yet. I mean, you're a little delirious right now.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You have had nothing to eat today. You're delirious. Really are.
I really do need to. I had one little pack of oatmeal. That's all I've had, and a bunch of bubble gum. The bubble gum won't cut it. So,
bubble gum. That's filling bubble gum. If this bubble gum fools your body for like 10 or 15 minutes,
yeah.
You know, then all of a sudden you get hungrier, you know. Yesterday was one of the first days in a long time I did not eat lunch. I was just too busy.
Good.
And just too busy, man. And had a meeting with my adorable little sister Jackie, who works at Lafayette Industries Sheltered Workshop out of Manchester Road, and Rob LaBera, the president CEO of Lafayette Industries. Oh, man, just great, great, great people. But you know, Jackie's been a little bit of a handful lately, and big brother and my sister Linda, we had to go in with a couple of our great staff members from St. Louis Arc, and we just got a message today that today was one of Jackie's best days in a long time. She was just awesome. She worked hard, and she was nice to everybody, so I am pretty pumped. I got to go by her house and give her a big hug.
Now, there may be people listening, I'm not kidding, who don't know Jackie's situation. How old is Jackie? 50? 51, 2?
She turned turns 56 September the 2nd, and when she was born, almost 56 years ago, the delivering OB who did not deliver Laura, Linda, or myself, our doctor had passed away. So my dad called this guy a social doctor because he said I could see his tuxedo pants under his gown. But the doctor said, he goes, these are the exact words, 10 fingers, 10 toes, but beyond that, nothing's normal. She's mongoloid, and best case scenario, as far as our medical, you know, the suggestion is to institutionalize immediately and do not grow attached to your daughter.
And by the way, what a horrible name for it, mongoloid. That's a horrible name. Thank goodness now it's Down syndrome, but they used to call it that.
And then my dad said, you know, this is your, he got home, he had a roll of nickels to make phone calls, right? And he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to do. Because the guy obviously walked off and went back to whatever party he was at, the doctor. So my dad said, he goes, I got home, and you kids were at your grandma and grandpa's house right across the street from him. And he was trying to look up in Webster's dictionary the definition of mongoloid.
Yeah, and then, by the way, today you Google anything and you get all the information in the world. But back then, you're right, he'd have to grab a dictionary encyclopedia or something.
You know what? He said he couldn't read. He was crying so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, you know, he said, son, if you ever see me and I tense up and, you know, I get that look on my face, it might be that doctor and I'm going to punch him right in the mouth.
Well, I don't blame him.
September the 2nd, man, are you kidding me? 56 years, and she is absolutely an amazing human being. So we are so blessed. And, I mean, I tell you, it had a huge impact on our family and my dad. But, you know, yeah, she. We should get Jackie maybe to come on the air for a few minutes one day. Would she be a scream? She really is she's just a sweet girl, adorable. She probably wouldn't like you making fun of her brother, though.
No, I'm not messing with her.
Hey, yeah. Do you ever bring her to the dealership?
Oh, she used to work here every Saturday.
Now, can she drive? I guess not. I'm guessing not.
Oh, does not drive.
Okay.
But, you know, she would sit in the back seat of a Chevy Cobalt that my Aunt Dee Dee had, who just passed a couple years ago, God bless her. And they were like frickin' frack, she and Dee Dee. And I don't know, Jackie's maybe 4'8", and Dee Dee might have been 5'tall. And so, I mean, you know, when Dee Dee was driving, you could barely see her head over the steering wheel. And then you just saw in the back seat, you just saw this little bubble of the top of the head of Jackie. So it looked like nobody was driving the car. It looked like it was one of these self-driving vehicles. I finally had to be very careful and said, Dee Dee, you got to be very careful driving Jackie around. But yeah, she used to work here every Saturday. And she worked the phones and had time cards and helped filing. She's pretty amazing young.
Every person I've ever seen with Down syndrome was always smiling. They're happy. They don't know not to be happy.
I mean, it's just God's way. I think the way we're probably supposed to be, and that's happy, and really kind of, you know, loving each other and being good to each other. And I don't know what's going on in the world, man, but it is just, there's...
No, it's crazy. The whole world's going crazy.
It's crazy, but that's why I'm glad that I've got you, Frank, and I know how you feel about me,
yeah,
and that just makes me feel good that I know how you feel deep down inside how you feel about me.
Well, I can't help but feel good. You feel good anytime you save somebody's business. That's a good feeling. Can we have a phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And thank you, Savior. You can also reach me 24/7, 365 at lawndog.com. You could be like the Billy Graham.
I would have been a pretty good preacher. I think I would have. I thought about it for a short time.
A customer asked me Saturday in the waiting room, and I'm shaking their hands, thinking for the business. She goes, "Are you a preacher?" I said, "No, ma'am. I just preach the good word of Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet and making transportation dreams come true." She goes, "You could be a preacher."
Yeah, and you could have. All right, we're going to send you a bunch of business. All right.
Hey, have a good night.
Hi, John. You too. Bye. Right. Yeah, I've heard that story before. That is a great story, and that is the reason that his dad raised so much money for Variety Club was because of his daughter. And you think about that, though. Now, anything that comes up, we could just go get our phone and look up everything.
Oh, yeah.
Diabetes, whatever. Anything. Think of anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
what
I know.
You know, I had that eye surgery. I went and watched the surgery, and I shouldn't have done it, but I watched it in high definition. being performed. And it's just, back then, we had to go down to the Rossmeyer's house because they had a set of encyclopedia. Well, we didn't have any. It cost a fortune, like $1,000. So the Rossmeyer's had it. And if you didn't keep adding a book every year, the stuff got out
there. Oh, yeah.
You had to update another volume every year. Yeah, this whole internet thing, for all the bad, there's a lot of good that's come as a result of that. My dentist is, he's a Ballast Dental Care. He can be found there and has been found there for about 50 years. His name is Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. That's actually his name. He shortened the last name legally to just Watanabe. So his name is Douglas T. Watanabe. There was also Dr. Haynes there and a Dr. Olivier. And 43 years I've gone there. 43 years and May, June, July, 4 months. I'm gonna ask you to think about this. If you have a dentist, and even if you go twice a year and you have your teeth checked, if you're not crazy about your dentist, I mean, honestly, if you don't look forward to a visit, and most of you don't, make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, just one. And for the first time in your life, you'll actually look forward to going to the dentist. That sounds crazy. I get it. But it's not. And you can ask anybody who's a patient there. You don't dread it. You're not afraid anymore. And to you people, and I have met some of you, I've met people over the years who have not gone to the dentist. I used to work with a guy. I hadn't been to the dentist in 10 years. And he had gotten to the point where he was so embarrassed and ashamed that he just wouldn't go. He didn't even want to open his mouth for a dentist. That's how embarrassed he was. And then he finally got it all straightened out. And once he did, he was like a different person. He wasn't embarrassed anymore, wasn't ashamed anymore. You won't be the first. You will not. Whatever your case is, your issue is, they've seen worse, believe me. Make that one first appointment, and let's get this thing started. Get your teeth and your gums back in shape. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Time to get another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. The exit eastbound 70 to Grand is reopened now, and they have that moved into the safety V. So just a little bit of a slowdown on eastbound 70 near Grand because of that accident. Boy, traffic is really jamming up now on southbound 270 from Dorset. That goes all the way down to Doherty Ferry, and then it's slow pockets from that point all the way through Tesson Ferry. Southbound 55, you have slowdowns now from River to Pear through Rivas Barracks. Looks like we're running slow right around Highway Z. In Kirkland and McNutt. Let's see here. Eastbound 40 with baseball traffic coming in. You're slowing now from Clarkson up through Mason. You're heavy again, McKnight to Big Bend. Westbound 40, you're slow now from Compton all the way out through McCausland. Eastbound 270, now that stretch is getting a little bit longer between McDonald and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Every 52 minutes, someone is killed by a drunk driver. Join Mothers Against Drunk Driving at a Walk Like Mad 5K near you. Sign up at walklikemad.org. From the from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis. Doesn't get more local than that. Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com. Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen, because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-7415. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-400-7415. That's 1-800-400-7415.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
Which comes in handy as you mow your yard with your Husqvarna mower, also from RTP. They're located off I-44 and 141 and West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, are you ready to play?
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquita Orchestra, brought to you by the ABM Cab Company, Here's Bill Clevland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Real well. Well, in California, a guy has eaten In-N-Out Hamburger, the popular Southern California hamburger joint, for 30 straight days and only gained 2 pounds.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. He went from 398 to 400.
Oh.
Okay. And according to a recent poll, President Obama's approval rating in the state of California has dropped. Yeah, it's pretty bad. In fact, among Hollywood celebrities, it's now down to 99%.
Oh, but that's never happened. That's low.
And in Indiana, an 80-year-old man led police on a chase the other day. It was the first high-speed chase in history where the driver had his turn signal on the entire time. Thankfully, the chase ended after only a few minutes because the driver had to stop and pee.
Making fun of old people.
Yeah.
Mm. I know.
I'll be there one day.
Be careful.
I'll be there one day. I'll be there. And finally, this happened.
There was all that elderly audience.
Yeah.
I love the elderly. Well, a meth lab was found in the parking lot of a Walmart yesterday in Amherst, New York. We say this was the craziest thing they've seen happen at a Walmart since 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. You guys hear about that kid at Subway? I forget. So it wasn't in St. Louis. Somewhere else, putting meth on that cop's sub sandwich?
No.
Crystal meth, yeah. I don't know what they did to him. I think they caught him. I just heard that today. On a lighter note, Goods Feet. My grandmother that I mentioned earlier, that I really was crazy about, who had a stroke and, like, lingered as a vegetable for 8 years, used to wear those grandma shoes. You know that nursery rhyme, the old lady lived in the shoe? That black shoe?
Yeah.
And all orthopedic old women. And when I say old, back then, 50.
With the little heel on it.
And a lot of laces.
Yeah, nuns used to wear those shoes, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly. And all old women, and they weren't that old, used to wear those things. The days are over. You keep your shoes. You go to the Good Feet store, you keep your own shoes. They're not going to give you some ugly support shoe to wear. What they are going to do is try to fit your shoe with a simple arch support, an insert. And this sounds kind of crazy when you tell people this, but often, and for thousands of people, that little insert has eliminated pain that people had in their feet, they may have had in their knees, hip, back, even headaches. Just shifting slightly, very slightly, the weight to distribute it evenly to take away pain. And I hope that's what happens with you. But you're not going to know till you get in there. So you're going to Good Feet, two locations in the St. Louis area. You tell them where the pain is, and they'll start the process of trying out a couple. And by third or fourth, if you get lucky, you'll get up and walk around and go, hey, this is unbelievable. I feel better already. This pain is gone. Check it out. No appointment necessary. Good Feet stores on Olive, west of 270, Catty Corner, across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up. It's 5 o'clock. The Big 550. From